right now, what is Yale's mascot? Does anybody know? Because I don't. Are they the Wolves? Is that bad that I don't know that? Yale should just be like a book or like a university. Yale is leading Auburn with 8.7 seconds left, 78-76. Auburn shooting a free throw to make it a one-point game. Welcome to March. The madness, the toughness, the eagerness, the adrenaline. Also, welcome to After Hours. Dusty Likens, James with you tonight. You know what it is? It's Friday night.
Friday night. I'm thinking that we just might run away to some place. We can be who we are. We can be who we are.
Damn right, you can be who you want to be tonight. It's Friday night on After Hours. It is always off the rails. We didn't have a show last Friday. James was a little disappointed. He was ready to get after it on a Friday night. He did one Friday, and he got addicted. You did one Friday night, and you saw how quickly it can go off the rails, and you said, I need more.
I mean, how can you not? I mean, how can you not enjoy it? I've been dreaming about it since 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Get in here into the studio and have a good time.
We got Richard of the Week tonight at 6:45. It involves feet again. I don't understand what people's sick fixation is with the anatomy of toes and feet. This guy's just a creep, so he's a Richard of the Week this week. Could have been many people. Could have been Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. We'll talk about that as well. And keep giving you updates all night as A&M and Nebraska have officially started. And Auburn and Yale are 78-76. As this game gets close and close, Auburn just got a ball passed in on the baseline, went up for a layup, missed it because of a foul. So two free throws coming for Auburn. For those of you that have them going far into your bracket, the kid missed the first free throw, 78-76, 6.1 left. Jay Binkley, he'll be here at 6:30 to talk to us all. The mock draft season's getting more and more ramped up. Chiefs news has kind of, hit a point where there really isn't any. And, here we go. Friday night, Richard of the Week, out of left field question, Jay Binkley. We start off with March and the madness that has been, as Auburn has officially been upset by Yale. The 13 seed Yale has upset Auburn, 78-76. Everybody's yelling out in the lobby. Carrington's still here, been here all week. Dana Wright's still here. Scott Park's still here. And then you get James and myself. We're here all night. You want to get naughty? You want to get a little out there? You want to get a little out of bounds? This is your show. You want to get a little after hours? Welcome to 610 Sports Radio. Yale Bulldogs. Am I a bad sports person for not knowing that? Am I not a true sports talk radio host that I didn't know it was the Yale Bulldogs?
I got to be honest. I'm a little embarrassed myself.
You didn't know? Did you know or didn't know?
I didn't know that.
There's only one text. And normally when you ask a text line question and you think you're probably in the wrong for not knowing, boy, those daddies, they'll hit you all night. It's this. Like, I remember for a while, I kept calling him, was it Eric Reed, not Justin Reed, his brother? Oh, man, I got just absolutely taken to the woodshed every time I said that. Dusty, Amazon driver here. Can I get a shout-out to my trainee, Hunter? Hunter, I hope you're safe. I'm kidding. No, praise be to the Amazon drivers. I kept you guys busy this week, that's for sure. Thank you for bringing everything safe and sound. I thought yesterday, it's funny how we can go from, college basketball, it's irrelevant. College basketball, I don't watch it anymore. It's boring. It's not fun. By the way, in case you missed it, Auburn-Yale, game over. Yale Bulldogs upset the Auburn Tigers. See, I knew that one. 78-76, a final, as Yale will move on. A 13 seed upsets a 4 seed. I believe, outside of Colorado over Florida, 10-7, this is your big upset of the day. BYU lost yesterday, big upset. Kentucky lost yesterday. And, Coach Cal, we can still hear you crying after that game.
You know, what I hate is this team that really worked and did some good stuff. We didn't play great. They did. They made some unbelievable shots. We even went to a box and won. We fouled him one time. He makes another one. But they shouldn't be in our team in the season defined by that game, but it will be. This is the profession we've chosen. But, you know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. You know, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
Ah, Coach Cal. Oh, Coach Cal. Tell you what, man. You've been in this game way too long to have that sort of, that sort of thing. And your last few runs in the NCAA tournament, not so promising. In fact, I think Bill Self tied Coach Calipari last night with a win over Samford. We'll get to that one, too, because there's an angle in that that I really love. James and I have no dog in the fight in these college basketball hoops. We are non-biased. But I thought that the kid from Oakland was exactly what this tournament is all about, and we get it every year, right? It wasn't that long ago. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago. It probably was long ago. Nobody knew who Steph Curry was. In fact, I think they were still calling him Stephen. And that kid came out of Dayton and lit the world on fire. And last night, this kid for Houston.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures. But you just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
Yeah, a little bit of a Cinderella, which is fine. Lean into it. Have fun with it. Because they did exactly what they were supposed to do. Play with their backs against the wall, nothing to lose, feel free. And then that young daddy just kept firing threes, and it was fun because every time he hit one, there was like a new celebration. He had a very powerful receding hairline, made him feel more of like a villain, but I loved it. I was cheering my ass off every time Oakland was out there just hitting a three, watching Kentucky lose. Because if there's one thing that is always true for March Madness, you love a big upset. You love the Blue Bloods to lose. And when they don't, they become a heel. And for some reason, Samford, they hung around last night. I thought that was a fun game to watch. KU up really, really big, kind of early and midway through the game. And then it just kind of fell apart. And before that game had started, Jermaine Marshall had something to say about Kansas.
I know me personally, I know the way these guys think. We don't think that anybody better than us. We feel like every time we're on the court, we supposed to win. And I don't feel like it's an upset. I feel like we're going to win. And when we win, it's not going to be a surprise to us. It might be a surprise to all the brackets that are going to be messed up, but it definitely won't be a surprise to us.
So again, like, it wouldn't be a surprise if they won. They did cover. And, sorry, Davidson, not Dayton, for Steph Curry. But I thought that game last night against Kansas and Samford, I thought it was great. I thought that was fun because you got what March kind of is. Here comes, and again, Kansas isn't their traditional Kansas team, right? They're not a one seed or a two seed or hell even a three. And they still went in into that game carrying the burden of, we're all here except our fans to see this team lose. And they were chanting Samford, all this all night. Not only that, but March gave us everything, yesterday's madness gave us everything that we had been waiting for, from Kentucky losing a blue blood to Kansas getting a call. I love it. I understand these kids play all season and to get knocked out by a bogus call, it was 100% not a foul. But the game is simply better when the bad guys win in dramatic fashion, at least early on. Because nobody wants to see Sanford in the Elite Eight. You might want to see like another team that's like maybe a 10 seed or a 9 seed or hell, an 8 seed make it to the Elite Eight. But like Sanford, I mean, like maybe there's a few of you. I'm sure there's a lot of people, at least on the other side of the state, that were really wanting Sanford to win, to beat KU and beat Bill Self. But again, yesterday was electric, at least in my opinion. You had games from the start to the finish that were fantastic. BYU drops one early. Kentucky loses one in the evening, early evening slate, and KU and Sanford have themselves a battle to the end. And we skip right into today where Auburn's already lost, Colorado's upset Florida, and now we start the evening, early evening session, the 6 to 6:40 games. And boy, are we going to have some fun with this tonight. We will keep you updated here. Also, by the way, 11 seeds went 3-0 yesterday. Welcome to A, the portal of college basketball, NIL deals, everything being more loose. You will see more of that as Duke and Vermont have immediately started. Vermont hits an early three to go up 3-0. You're listening to After Hours. James, Dusty, we're here with you until 9 o'clock. Coming up on the other side, Jeff Passan was on Pat McAfee's show to kind of give you a timeline of what was happening with the Shohei Ohtani thing, and I'll give you my opinion on what I think it means for he, the sport, and, of course, the main narrative, gambling in sports. That's 610 Sports Radio, and you're listening to After Hours.